This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I gave this a quick nod on the way out yesterday, but it's worth a revisit. It is getting harder to get a loan in this economy. According to the New York Fed's most recent survey of consumer expectations, lenders rejected nearly 22% of all loan applications over the past 12 months. That is up 4.5 percentage points since the last survey. That was in February, and it is the highest the rejection rate has been in more than 5 years. But while it is getting harder to get a car loan or a credit card or to refinance a mortgage, that is kind of exactly what the Fed wants to have happen. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on that one.
When 29-year-old Edward Van Ostrom went to buy a used car last month, they knew they couldn't cover the whole $25,000 price tag. So they applied for a loan at the Baltimore dealership, which got rejected. So did their second application. And then the third.
I felt like I was going to throw up the whole time. Like, why can't we just get what we need?
Van Ostrom doesn't have the best credit score. They were out of work for a couple years and defaulted on their credit cards. Eventually, they decided to make a small down payment, and the application went through. But their experience is becoming more common.
It's getting harder to get most different types of loans.
Matt Schultz is chief credit analyst at LendingTree. He points out that the delinquency rate for credit cards has been gradually ticking up, and lenders are wary of student loans coming due again this fall.
Most people's financial wiggle room is pretty small, even before they have to start repaying their student loan.
Banks are also trying to protect themselves as they cast nervous glances in their rearview mirrors. Tim Quinlan's a senior economist at Wells Fargo.
When you look at a list of the largest bank failures in American history, 3 out of the top 4 have all occurred this year.
And if rejecting loan applications also forces consumers to stop spending at such a fast clip, that could help pull down inflation, which, Quinlan says, on a macroeconomic level, is exactly what the Fed wants.
They're trying to kind of throw some sand into the gears of the economy and slow things down a little bit.
That doesn't make things any less painful for individual consumers whose spending's being slowed down when they just want to get in their new cars and go. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.